Dress to Impress is a new project at Mount Allison designed to increase access to professional clothing for students. Brianna Green is Mount A's first-generation postgrad intern and the coordinator of the project. CHMA spoke to her to find out more and started off asking about what it means to be first generation.
So to be first generation, to be a first-time student, it means to have neither your parents to attend post-secondary as in university. So I entered Mount Allison fall of 2017, and I realized very quick that I was a first-gen student, so neither of my parents went to post-secondary. So that's what it means to be first-gen. So I graduated 2021. And I'm now back as the post-grad intern. So my role and my position, I work alongside the first-gen program administrator, Cynthia, and I assist with programming and projects such as the upcoming professional closet.
Okay, yeah. So this professional closet, it's called Dress to Impress, I guess. Tell me about where the idea came from.
Yeah, so the original idea originated from a previous student at Mount Allison, just as a realization that students don't have access to professional clothing, especially in the need this time of year. Job interviews are coming up, it's crunch time, work for the summer, as well as internships and just jobs in general. So the idea came that a lot of students don't have access to professional clothing, especially within Sackville. It's not a large space where we don't have larger stores and things like that. And it's also not accessible for students if they travel for this clothing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how will it work? How will students get access to this clothing?
So we've explored many ideas in how we can make this as accessible to students and a super easy process. So the professional closet, the Dress to Impress professional closet, is located in the basement of the chapel, and an open door. So there's not somebody there all of the time. There's going to be myself. I will be obviously checking on the closet, but it's all going to be organized, as in clothing type items like that, shoes. Everything's going to be labeled, so you can go in. There are going to be washrooms just located next door to the closet. You can go in, try on the clothing, take a look in our mirror there. If you really enjoy it, there's just going to be a form on your way out to fill out just for how many items you're taking out and your initials. We don't need any students' information. It's just primarily for our inventory purposes. So if students want to make that outfit a part of their closet, then they can keep it. They do not have to feel pressured to bring it back. And if they do, they can return those items to the donation bins located around campus.
Okay, so if they know they just need it for that one time, then they can put it back and it'll cycle back through. But if they are going to need it for that new job that they're going after or whatever, then they can keep it.
Yeah.
In some senses, there are some areas where, a lot of workplaces don't require that same sort of uniform professional dress that was required decades ago, but it's still important, isn't it? That putting that image forward when you're in an interview or making a presentation. Can you talk a bit about how important it is?
Yeah, so it's almost like an unspoken rule per se, especially depending on a lot of companies, just their mission that comes across. If you're researching a company or somewhere that you're applying to, a lot of the time they can kind of get who you are as a person just by, looking at who you are. And the whole idea of the title Dress to Impress is kind of where that comes from. So it's giving students the opportunities to have this clothing, to be able to impress their upcoming employers and things like that. Because like I said, it is so much of an unspoken rule that as an employer, they never ask you to say wear this clothing in an interview. But you want, of course, to impress them so that they eventually hire you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Unspoken rule. Yeah. It's sort of how things work these days. It's not written mm-hmm. down and no one says. Yeah. So the donation bins you're putting a call for donations. What types of clothing should people be looking for? You know, if they're looking in their closet thinking, I have stuff that might work. Obviously not everything is going to work, but so what should people particularly be looking for?
I would say pretty much anything goes. Of course, if you're unsure, you take some photos and you can send them forward, or you could just ask by putting them in the bin. So pretty much we're looking for, say, pants, shirts, any dress coat or jacket, shoes, ties. Another great way is you can do a quick Google search and do professional clothing for jobs, interviews, and that's a good way to find what we're kind of looking for. So yeah, those are kind of the items that we're looking for.
All right. And when does this whole project get started?
So the whole project is launching on Wednesday, February 1st. Throughout the semester, and I guess as the closet goes, it's going to build. So we're starting off, obviously, with a certain amount of items. We hopefully would like to fill the gaps throughout the way. And as donations keep on continuing, the closet will continue to build. So if people come in on Wednesday and there's some stuff there that they're like, oh, there's nothing really here for me, keep checking back or reach out to us. And we really want to get the items that students are looking for into that closet so that they have these items for their upcoming career, as well as upcoming interviews and so on and so forth.
Okay. Thanks, Brianna. And how should people get in touch if they do want to either check on a donation or, you know, make a specific request?
Yeah. So all questions and inquiries can be directed to First Gen. So FirstGen at mta.ca.
All right. Thanks very much, Brianna. And yeah, best of luck with this project.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Brianna Green, the coordinator of Dress to Impress. You can find big yellow Dress to Impress donation bins inside the Student Center and also at the Jennings Meal Hall. To pick out clothing, students can go to the closet in the basement of the chapel, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Green says the program is currently funded for the next 4 years through a grant from the Provincial Department of Post-Secondary Education, Training, and Labor.